Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Maya. How may I assist you today?
Yes, I'd like to know what this company is, or I'm getting somebody pardon me?
Yes, I work for a private billing company that serves public records through online government databases. I'm sorry, correction, ma'am. This is a third-party billing company that serves multiple products to third party. Let's first see if you have an account with us. What's your zip code and name?
It's Carol Mabry. It's 61107.
61107?
Mm-hmm.
And Carol Mabry?
Yes.
Yes, and it's not pulling up the name on the account. Do you have an... Do you have an order number, ma'am?
An order number for what?
For the account, ma'am. What's the amount that you've been billed for?
It's coming out of my credit card.
Okay, what's the amount and what's the last 4-digit card number you've been billed on?
It's 4048.
4048?
Mm-hmm.
And what was your name again, miss?
It's Carol. And it's Mabrey.
And would the account possibly be under a different name, ma'am?
No.
All right, and would this be the phone number that you're calling in from?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. So far, it's not pulling up your information, miss. I advise you to contact your financial institution, ma'am, so they can verify who you've been billed through.
So who do I call?
Contact your financial institution.
So the credit card?
Correct.
Yeah, because somebody's taking $60 out every month.
Yes, ma'am. I tried mostly everything that you've been billed for, miss. Did you receive an email or anything regarding it?
No. What is it on just my account, Paul? It's on the credit card.
Yes, miss. I definitely advise you to contact them, miss, because we're not pulling up any information here on the account, ma'am.
She said there's no information that I'm on account that they're pulling money out.
That's it. There. I've got it right out of the account.
Would it possibly be under a different name?
No. My name's Carol.
See, there's another Mabry that is.
Is there any other Mabry there, or...
We could try to look. Well, how do you spell out the last name?
Mabrey.
Mabrey?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Give me one moment. Let's see. And what was your first name again, miss?
Carol.
Okay, so you did pull up. It did pull up a first and last name of that man. What's the address?
4010 Guilford Road.
Thank you, man. Give me one moment. Still loading up the information.
Okay.
Okay, so yeah, so looking over the account. This was for the Bite Hub Instant Pot. Do you remember entering into a sweepstakes, ma'am, to receive that Instant Pot back on January 29th?
Nope.
Okay, well, yes, ma'am. Looking at the information on your account, so it was originally for an Instant Pot to receive, but it was part of a survey. Now, along with this survey, you have to enroll and use a fitness app called Bite Hub. It gives you information regarding losing weight and eating healthy as a sweepstakes. But before you had canceled, ma'am, or even created an account, you had disputed the transactions with your financial institution already. And unfortunately, they placed a charge back on your account, meaning that they never did refund the transactions back to you. They posted back to us, miss.
Yeah, I've never done any of that.
Yes, ma'am. So unfortunately, your bank will not allow us to reverse back the transaction because they verify it was valid. So you have to contact them regarding the refund, ma'am.
Okay. My bank?
Correct. The bank that's connected to the car and then 9789. That's where the transaction was made from.
What was the, I'm sorry, what was the number again?
The last 4 digits was 9789.
And that was the transaction number?
No, that's the last 4 digits of card number.
Mm-mm.
Okay, yes, but is there anything else I've ever seen you with today?
No, I just need to know, how do I get this off of my account?
Yes, sir, yeah, you will have to contact your financial institution, ma'am. Your account is locked, so it's not, it will not allow us to process the refund because of the chargeback, miss, or the dispute that you made with them.
Okay, so I call my who? My financial what?
Your bank, just miss.
Okay.
Okay, anything
else?
I got
to call the bank.
The bank doesn't have anything to do with it. It's through the credit card. It's through your credit card. The bank is...
Yeah, he said the bank has nothing to do with that.
It's through the credit card. They're charging the credit card.
Then you'll have to contact the credit card company because they placed the chargeback on the account due to the dispute that you placed.
Tell her you have disputed the credit card.
I've already disputed the credit card.
Yes, ma'am. We see that you have disputed, ma'am, and your bank has already verified that the charges are valid, miss. That's what a chargeback is for. So they will not refund back the transaction. We cannot refund it either.
Okay.
Do not take a credit card near the...
All right. I'll call them.
Okay. If there's nothing else, thank you for calling customer support.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.